Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today, we're on Daf Nun Hey, the Torah Avonim, about the six lines down. Just to recapitulate what we said yesterday, not Pashit in the Maskada of the Gemara, what exactly is the din? So the Rambam paskins in Hilchis, the Macholos Asuris, we have a Rambam in Macholos Asuris who comes out according to the Maskadas HaGemara, whether we go K'may Shehein or L'K'may Shehayu, L'K'may Shehein. The Rambam says, K'zayis Chelev O Nevelim, O Pigel Anoyser, Shulchiyotze Bohem, that he put into the sun, put in Bechaba, and then it was the smayet, and then he ate it. He's not eating a kizayis, because even though it originally wasn't kizayis, but it shrank, the pachas be kizayis, and it can't be chayiv. Then he says, chazar behidicho b'gshamim. However, let's say he went and he put it again in the damp weather, and then it expanded, v'dispach. Then there's Karis or Malchis. Why? Because he holds that there is no Dizli by Yisurim. It started out as a Kizayis. It ended up with a Kizayis. And the fact that in the middle it was not a Kizayis does not make any difference. On the other hand, let's say it started out by Yepachas with Kizayis, Bitchila, Vinispach, and then it expanded. It didn't start out with a Kizayis, it started out with Pachas with Kizayis, and then it expanded, and then the Omar al-Kizayis, it's also made like an Olav. It's the way, and what it means, Pashas, it means it's going to be a Drabonet, like the Gemara over here came and said. And therefore, because he holds that if it starts off with Pachas with Kizayis, expansion does not make it Chayim the Arisa. It's going to be also, but it's not going to be Malkis. The Gemara says that it's going to be also be the Rabbanim, and that's really Rava or Rabba, shows in the Gears over here, Rava or Rabba, that's the din, that the whole Machlaikis that we have is only the Gabi Dichli where it started off as a Kizayis. Like yesterday we said, the Gabi Shabbos, the Rajma, the Rabban, and Shabbos that they ask, Tosis over here also asks in a certain form, the Rajma and the Rabban ask it that Rabba or Rav, again, that's why it depends on the Girsa. In Shabbos, Rav says that over there in that case, it's going to be, it's able to be a Chayiv. Even though it starts off less and it becomes more, it's Pachas Mikigregris, and then afterwards it came to Kigar, Kigregris, and you're Chayiv. And here Rav comes and says in that case everybody holds on its putter. The only reason maybe it should be chayim is only because of a dichoy, because it started off with the kizayis. So they want to know what's the difference. That's the Rabban, the Rajba. The Rajba is mechalik between Isuri Shabbos and other things. And that's the sign of what we have. The Goyin, that over here, in the Lach Shulchan Aruch and Bir Agra, comes in Tuf Pei Vav, comes and he says, you see in the Rambam, that he holds, we have the Gemara Menachos that we have here, Dachnud Dalit, the Basar Ha'engel Shenisbach, like the Gemara says, it's going to be in the Rabban, in the Gabi Kabitumi Bekabal Tuma. And that's the Rabban that we have here, and we have it, or in Avais HaTubis, and here in Machalos HaSuris. So he says, L'chair, it's near Ali, that which Rabban says there, he answers it, and the Hinchanavi, he's going according to the Maskana. See, the Rambam, the way the guy tells us, the Menachos Dundalit Baskinon, the Maskana in the Gemara Menachos is, that the Basar O'Engel Shenisbach is held to be the Rabbana. That's how he learns the Maskana. In the end, he says, maybe you don't have to say like that. The Maskana, maybe we can even hold. Came in the Sulka, Rish Lakish, Bilavachi, Betyupta, we come anyway, we don't have to come, if anyway it's going to be at the end, we come out with a Tyupta, we don't have to come and say the Havish Rabbanan, we can very well say it's a Daraisa. Which means that you started off with less, and you came out with more, maybe a Chayim Daraisa, not going to be a Drabbanan. You started off Papakas Mikazayas, not like the Rambam. You started off Papakas Mikazayas, and then it was Nisbach. Maybe the din is you're even like it, or could be even a chiv karis, the way the Gain is telling us. Not like that's how to learn the maskana. And also another thing, that which we see over here in the Rambam, another thing we see in the Rambam, that he holds that there's no dichli by Yisurif. Because he holds, he started off with a kizayis yendo, but a kizayis yachayev. The Gain comes, and he argues on that too. The gam loyma diyein dichli beisurim of a reish perka matzniya. The Gemara says by Shabbos. The Gemara says by Shabbos that you're going to be chayiv even in a case. But the Gemara says there the gam loyma diyein dichli beisurim of a reish perka matzniya solka ba'abaye yesh dichaylo. Over there, whether it could be a dichli by Shabbos, the Gemara remains with a suffix. It could very well be that the din is yesh dichli. The Avshak is a Mishnah, Mishem Rikurkis, it's Nidchak Bazeh, Abad, we have Kashas, like the Mishaynim come and they deal with this. But the way the Goyim says, we find the interesting, that he says, the Gamma Turitz Kushas Taisus Menachashav, yeah, like we said by Shabbos, the Gam Lechaira Nira Hasugya, the Kama Mekaimis, their Kama Mekaimis Bishas, where we see Yesh Tichoy. Where there's the din of dichay by Yisurim, Reish Perik Gimel, the Taris, different things. Amal Arash, Maharav, come they say, ain't dichay, which means the guy in the end, it's not pashat at all what the maskada is, in two counts. First of all, it's the din that you go basar, the way it was originally. And even if it expands, the most that it's going to be is a drop on it, like the Rambam says. The guy says, no, maybe it could be a deraisa. You just know Ryan. Maybe if it expands, that itself is what constitutes the shear, based on the way it is afterwards. Second of all, the Gemara has a suffix, the Gabi Dichui, maybe the din is that there's Yesh Dichui by Yisurim. The Rambam holds Ein Dichui by Yisurim. The guy says there are other places where we see the din is that there's a din of Dichui. So it's mamish, not clear. And again, the guy takes issue with the Rambam, and the Gabi, the final mamish, Gabi, the Maskon, or something, Gemara. Yesterday we brought a whole clear that we said it with my Seif, that we brought a riot from this Gemara. The Gabi, what we cleared, what the din of Kizayas is. Is Kizayas a din in the Hashivas of the Chepta? That's why the Torah always needs a Kizayas. Or it's a din in Maisachila. We bring a riot from the Gemara in Chulin. But the Gobasar, if you did this, let's say, from our Gemara, if you say this did of Dichli, it's certainly a did of the Chepta. It's nothing to do with the Maisa Achila. Here is a Maisa Achila. The question is over here whether inherently the thing itself has that quality and doesn't have that quality when it went through a stage where it was Bachas be Kizayas. Even though now it's a Kizayas. Yet, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that, let's say, we pass it like Rabbi Yechonin. The din is, let's say you have a puff, a chatzi zayis of the vela, and you ate it, and you have hadas garin, the hadah that you have from swallowing it, and then you throw it up, you got the thing comes out, again, whole, and then you swallow the same thing again, but it says you chayv reading a kizayis. You chayv, you started off with a chatzi zayis. And Rabbi Yechonin holds, if you ate that chatzi zayis twice, the din is your chayiv. Now, if you're talking about the chashivas of the entity, it is the chatzi zayis. How can you be chayiv for a chatzi zayis? They didn't eat a kizayis. How much was consumed? What was consumed was a chatzi zayis. And your chayiv the malchus, because soif kol soif. If you ate the same thing twice, you did lemaisa achila. You did an achila of a maisa achila of kizayis. The Chayyim tells you not like that. So the Chayyim have stiras and sugyas. whether or not the quality for the din of Kizayis is a din in the inherent quality and chashimis of the Chepta, or it's a din in my Sachila. I brought it right yesterday from a barrier. From a barrier, you can have a barrier which is a little tiny thing. You go and you eat an insect. An insect, Bachos Mikizayas, but Yechayev, you ate a cabaria. Being that, the Chayev tells you like Argumar over here. Reb Shimon says that Yechayev, when he doesn't hold up the Din Kizayas, he holds that if you go and you eat a kol shehu, intentionally, Yechayev Malkus. Reb Shimon, that the Ritva says the reason is because of Akshimei. It's Akshimei. If you were Akshimei, then if it's not you, that's Koshuv, and therefore Yechayev. Now, Mishlaim, if it's a din in the inherent Hashimis of the thing. All right, so Reb Shimon holds, fine, Reb Shimon holds that Yechayev for that because you were Machshavit. On the other hand, let's say it's a din in what's called, the Torah called the Maisa Achila. It's true that it's Achshavit, but so what? You didn't do a Maisa Achila. Maisa Achila is defined in terms of a Kizayis. These are a couple of the things that we dealt with yesterday, but in the going to the Maskana, you see that even though the Rambam knows what the Maskana is, you see that the guy takes issue with all what the Maskana is. Talk about Badin, like we have here, and Unhei, Parmentatum alagrigris, that we're able to be toirim, fresh figs, or dry figs. The makayim sheregilim lasais te'edim gregris, in the place where it's common to make, where it's common to make lasais te'edim into gregris. When they ain't eat it, so you, everything's aimed anyway to come to become into gregris. Therefore, time and te'edim all have gregris, because the te'edim anyway are used to become gregris. But you cannot take off truma from gregris or to patter up te'edim, which of course are more than the gregris. Even in cases where the te'edim ultimately become gregris. Now, Amar Bar, Tarmin Te'edim al Hagregris. What is the case here? Amar Bar, Tarmin Te'edim al Hagregris. We take off figs to potter up dried figs. B'makem Sherigilin Lasais Te'edim Gregris. B'makem Sherigilin in. Only where it's the derech to make the Te'edim into Gregris. B'makem where it's Ein Regilin Lo. Okay, so that's the deal. Now, what does this mean? Hechidani. Idika Kayin. Is there a Kayin that's going to ultimately get it? So what happens here? Makai She'eno Ragil. Amai Lo. Why should you not, even if it's not the Derech, to make Tatum into Gregris, why not do the Truma of Hatnan? Makai She'esh Kayin. Tyra Min HaYafe. You should be able to do it. Makai, why shouldn't you be able to tell Makai that there's a Kayan? Go and take me to Hayafa. What are you doing? You're taking from Te'edim or to Gregris. So what's wrong with that? Alapshita, we're talking here. Why is it that if it's a Makai that it's not Regilim to do it, then you don't give it to the Kayan, even though it's better? The reason is because there's no Kayan. Alapshita, the Leka Kayan.
You have to preserve.
And therefore, you're going to have to wind up preserving it. Yeah. Bakam Shein Rael, Ika Kayan Rasha Sheitna Biyad. You'll be able to give it immediately, Rashi says. Then in that case, you'll be able to do it. Aye. If not, why don't we learn still Torah Min HaYafe, Sheba Kayan Yechla Biyad, Te'edim Yafin, Te'edim Iskaim and Gregris, Te'edim Yafin. And the other one, so he'll eat it immediately. The Te'edim are good. Even though they're not going to be, they're not miskayim. The gregris are miskayim the other way. They are something, they have another mile. They're miskayim, but they're not yafim. So over here, there's a kayin available. Makam sheish kayin tarmin hayafe elam shita deleka kayin. And therefore, you cannot give it. Therefore, over here, you can't give it, because it's no kayim to eat it already. Therefore, in that case, you have to deal with the thing that's miskayim. Don't take from something that's not miskayim. Eva Sefer, below Gregris alatein. You cannot take Gregris, the pater of Tainim. The afilim of makayim. Shurugil, lastly, stated Gregris. Where even though the Tainim are going to become Gregris. The Malek of Kayim. You're going to say that speaking that there is no Kayin here, by low, why shouldn't you be able to take from the Gregris onto the Tainim of Hatanan? Makayim Shein Kayin, Tarmin Abiskayim. The main thing, if there is no Kayin to give it to, what's the main thing? What's the quality that you look for? You look for the Dabar Abiskayim. Therefore, why should you not be able to take from the Gregris, the Pater of the Tain, and if Levisa, the Gregris are going to be the thing that lasts. Oh, Pshita, our father, we have to be speaking the Ika Kayim. So what are we going to have to come out and say in order to make sense of this? Resha, the Leka Kayim, Seva, the Ika Kayim. We're talking over here, it makes a difference whether there is or there's no Kayim. Yeah, and Hanabi, we'll have to set an eye like that. Reisha the Reisha is speaking the Leka Kayin. Therefore, when we talk about Tainim or two, you won't be able to take from the Tainim or to from the Pater of the Gregris. On the other hand, Sefer the Ika Kayin, and therefore Sefer where there is a Kayin, therefore there's no need. Take on Badafkin, do by the Gregris. You don't have to have it, Miskayim. You can take from the Tatum and he'll be able to eat it immediately. You don't have to resort to taking the Gregris just because it's Miskayim. So, even though it's a Deichik, of course, we're setting out the ratio to say for two separate cases. Amra Papa Shvabina, that doesn't make any difference. Dachkinen, we're able to say something which is a Deichik. Well, Mekmina Masnisen, betray Taimi to Setsunai in two separate cases. Lomakwini betray Tanoi. As opposed to saying that there's going to be a Machlaikis, and the ratio is like one man d'omar, the same is like another man d'omar. That already we don't want to say. It's Kedai, we should make it uniform. And one mom with one man d'omar, and to Setsunai in separate cases, rather than to attribute it to two separate shitas. Which, like we started yesterday also, there are a lot of side peripheral things here. With the memra of the din of Trumas Meiser, Abalazar ben Geibel, the din of Abalazar ben Geibel, where he makes the hekish between Truma and Trumas Meiser, he really said somewhat yesterday, when he says the din of Aymed and Machshava, the Chiddush according to him, there's a din of Aymed, as did of estimating it by Truma, and even by Truma's Meiser, that's its Chiddush. Now, what about Machshava? What the word Machshava is, we said also that Rashi and Chayrus tells us a way that Machayra, that Machshava, and the Pashtus is, like the Gemara said, Shmuis and Kedushin, when it says he can be Mavish Truma but Machshava, it means Machshava, Kipshuta. Even though Rashi learns and Chayrus that it can be Dibur. It's just a shayla what it is. What does it mean, Machshava? That's one shayla. The second thing is, whether the Rabbanan argue with Abalazar ben Geibel on that part. Because when the Gemara, for example, in Shmuis tells us, Machshava works by Truma and Kachim. Now, if it's going to work by Truma, it assumes that by Truma, because where is it going to come from? V'netshav lochem trumaschem. It equates, what we have is, it equates Truma Spicer to Truma. And the question that we have is whether the Rabbanin argue with that, with their Gemara does the same thing, it's totally Dafke and Abalosar ben Geibel. The Pashtus goes according to everybody. Now, what are the Rabbanin holding? I mean, it didn't about Shavah. Tosfos comes over here. Taisvis deals with this, what is the shita of the Rabbanan when we come to this? Do the Rabbanan argue at that point also, and it's only a Chiddush Lord Rabbi Omer Lazar ben Gaimel is referring only at the Machlekes, only by the case of Oymed. According to the Rabbanan, they argue with the din of Oymed. Therefore, it's going to be only from Oymed, but maybe Machshava they agree. These are some of the issues that we have. This member of Rabbi Lazar ben Gaimel. Tysus, you see over here on the big Tysus, Nun Dalit of a base, the Telus Beyoimid, Mitzvah Lasais Beyoimid, the Mitenshi Yare, Shalom Yifchais, Naito Beyayin Yafe, to leave it be a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, by, in the case, let's say, where we're talking about Truma, or Truma Spicer, the Truma Spicer, there's a mitzvah to do it, because they're better to give too much than to give too little. Hey, Parish Rabbeinu Tam, he goes up to me, Myra, for this. These are a couple of the issues that we have. And, the Taisus on Amid Aleph here also, Nonhegba Machshava, Rashi says, Bi'alma, Nasineda Mitzadzeh, Bi'echo Mitzadzeh, which means that Machshava means, it means that according to him, the Kiddush is you don't need Afrosha. You don't need Afrosha, and it's Mutter even Bishtika. Ayyadesh, Nasineda Mitzadzeh. And that's the Shaila, Oy Perish Lashon Acher, in Chayris, B'machshava, see the way Rashi says, Shet Mechashev, the Oymer, Shnei Lugin Shadi Yosud Lahafrish, there he has it with Dibor, and that's what Tysus, deals with over there, whether by Truma, it's good enough even with Machshava, with Machshava, or you would even need Dibor, maybe Machshava is not enough. Tais says, Mashu all over that, Zavadadina Machshava. Rashi over there says that you would need deep word. Also, the question is whether the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Lazar ben Gaimel Lagabe this. But these couple of some of the highlights that we have, Lagabe this, the previous Gemara, again, whether we go bus or Hashva, we go bus in the original Shir, what is the Maskana exactly? Going to the Rambam, again, you we deal with the way it is now, and for now it's a kizayis. And before it was not, the only thing that it would be is a drabonin, to be machmer. And the goyin is telling us, no, it could be in the end that it's not like that. We go, if it expands, it could be chayim malkis even. And also whether or not there's a din of dichoy by yisurim. That's what I like. The Rabbam holds that there's no dichoy by yisurim. What?
You probably the same thing.
Yeah. I am Kippra mean Afkamina, could be an Afkamina there also. Yeah?
In the case of the Chatzitzayas, it can be regurgitated. Did it make it to the stomach?
It made it to the stomach.
So then there's no difference.
In that case. No, it wouldn't make a difference. If you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, the whole Isser by Achila always only Hadas Garin. Whether it goes to the stomach or not doesn't make any difference.
But it shouldn't make any difference even if somebody held
Hadas Karen, Hadas Mayav, you mean Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, no, Rish Lakish, Gemara says that according to Rish Lakish, it would not apply. Because at the end, according to Rish Lakish, it's all based on Hadas Karen. The bottom line, how much Hadar did the stomach have, according to Rish Lakish?
Stomach meaning it was digested.
It went down.
For a second and then it threw it out.
It means that according to him, the one that you wind up with, you wound up with a chatzia, therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Yeah. Let's see the Mishnah. Achal Abadachas, the dinim, of course, that we have here, we dealt with already, but what does it say? Achal Abadachas, the Lishus Bepeshrin. All the nachas are kneaded with lukewarm water, not hot. There's a difference by hot water and lukewarm water. Hot water is what's called chalut. You scald it, right. And when you scald it, it's not able to come with the chametz when you scald it. Lukewarm makes it chametz. Cold could make it chametz. But hot prevents the chametz process. Over here, kol hamenachas are nilush. They're kneaded with warm water. Umeshabron, and like we were saying, of the gemara, you protect it, you watch it. Shelo yachmitzu. Make sure that it does not come lidei chametz after all kol amenachas as well as matzah. The imech mitzu. Let's say they did become chametz. The imech mitzu shiareha. Even let's say the shirayim that the kaihanim are going to eat. Ayver b'lei sasei. He's going to be over a lot if you allow it to eat, become chametz. Shenemar kol amincha shetakrim el Hashem. Lo seyosa chametz is not able to become chametz. B'chayiv alishosa. You're going to be chayiv if it becomes chametz for the lisha, for the kneading. Well, arichosa for the shaping. Bial aviyasa, and if you bake it, if it's chametz, you're going to be over in each one of these activities separately. And minadim the amar mishlokish da bakra. How do you know this? Because leseyafe chametz chelkam. Well, how do you know that even the part that's not brought on the mizbeach, the part that the kayhanim are going to eat, even that is not able to become lidei chametz? Afilu chelkam leseyafe chametz. Chelkam, afilu chelkam leseyafe chametz. You need it for something else. Yeah, let me pause here for a minute. What we talk over here, kol habenachas v'leishes b'peishrin. Now, blue misleading. Kol habenachas, remember we said, avada machmas, avada macheshes, avada mafesador, avada those things. There's a din, the lishma paishrit, you did it with water, and you have, because you have to make it into a dough. And you have to make it into a dough. You have to make it into a dough, and there's a problem because, how do you make it into a dough? How do you make it into a dough? With oil. I mean, with oil. So it has oil. It has a luk shemen. But so what? It's a bit relative to the amount of flour that you have. It's something which the ratio is so little that it's not going to be able to make it into a good dough. It's not going to do that. So Chazal saw that it's obvious that to make it into a dough, besides having the oil, you're going to have water. Now we have Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. When do you put the water in? You put the water in before you put the shemen in. You put the water in after. The Rambam mostly put it afterwards. Rashi later on in Daf Ayin Dalet, and there's a Tosfos on Daf Samach Zayin on the base later. Ayin Dalet on the base, Samach Zayin on the base. Where Rashi add those Tosfos, both hold, more than that even. That even a Minchas Soilus, even a Minchas Soilus needs to be done with water. There are two Machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, and the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos both hold that Minchas Soilus has to have water also. And that water is done before the shemen is put into the mincha. The Rambam holds a Minchas Soilus is an exception. There is no water in a Minchas Soilus. The only thing that there is oil. And when there is water, namely the other menachas, it's put in after the shemen. It's not put in before the shemen. So these are two machlokes that we have. Tin Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, the Rambam on the other hand. Now I'm going to wait, huh? Minchas Chayte is different also. Minchas Chayte, the Gemara says before, the Gemara told us before, Minchas Chayte, when it has to be Mincha Chareva, it'll be Chareva not only from shemen, it's chareva also from water. It's another thing. The machlokes in that point. Right? That's the machlokes that we have. What does it mean exactly? By chareva. Chareva be shemen. Bar sava. Chareva be kol davar. That's what the machlokes. Another issue that we have, minchas nesachim. Let's see for a raya. From a minchas nesachim that you bring together with the carbon. Remember over there, there's no need to have water. The ratio is completely different, remember. Let's take the ratio of a sheep that's brought for a carbon. So they have the same Isar and the Asiris Oefa, but how much oil is there? It's three lugim. It's triple the amount of oil that we have by Amichas Nadava. By Amichas Nadava, you have one lug. There you have three lugim. At least, by the way, we're talking about sheep. We're talking about the parts, even six. So it's completely different. And therefore, if there is no need for it, there's no need for it, that there's no need to come and put water in there. You don't have to have the water until you're able to form a very nice dough with the oil itself. It's only the shell's got to be a mikas nadava. What about a chaviti? Chaviti also would need it, because how about a chaviti also? You got plenty of oil there. How much oil is but to a mikas chaviti? Three lugin. We learned it out from a mikas nesachu. Remember.
The water
that you
put
it
by the
TV. That's also an echadabi, but it's able to be made into a dough without it. That's a scalding. Doesn't mean it's in it. Doesn't mean you mix it there. Yeah, it's right. It's scalded.
Then you drain it after
scalding? Yeah. It spills out. You don't mix it in. Right. Yeah. Now. Oh, so what do we have here? So here, but the din of chametz, what is striking is that, what does it tell you here again? Kol abedaches, lilishes bepaishrin, and where is this from? O machshabrad shelo yachmitzu. You protect it or watch it. That should have the way Rashi said before. How do you do it? Make sure you're Isaac in it. Shelo yachmitzu. You make that it shouldn't become chametz. It does not say here. What do you have to do it with shema? You have to do it with shame, mitzvahs, mincha? Doesn't say anywhere about that. What? Yeah. So there, it's vasem is classic for a suffix, whether it has to be lishma, the briskirub, dan's order, it has to be lishma. And the chazaynisha assumes that it has to be lishma. We said, stuck up on the thing straight. Why the Gemara never says it? Or never says it in a menachas like this. Because of that, we said we want to say a different mahalach. Okay, but now what does it say? No, the kasha is a kasha, because if you learn it out from the din of Shmiru that you have by Pesach, where do you learn that? Where does that come to Shema? Rashi tells us something, because it says, Ushmarta Mitzvahs, called Shmiru Shata Mishabra Shaloi Sachmetz. He's covered with Shem Mitzvah's Matzah. Where are you learning it by this din that we have here, the din of Shibur, by a Mincha? You're learning it out straight from there. Or you learn that from Chayela. Tia, you learn out the Chayela. Go ahead and make it that it should be English. What we learned out from there, from the Chayela, that you should be able to do it. But where do you know that there's a din of Lishma?
The din of Lishma by Matzah.
What? Right? Yeah.
No.
That's just about you need the shame matzah smitzah for the first night.
Or
maybe the shame pesach nikah matzahs.
If not shame pesach,
that's
in the matzah.
It has to be matzahs for pesach. Matzahs for pesach. Pesach, think about this.
It's not on the
Chesed
of the
Matzah.
The Matzah,
but it's the Matzah for the Yontif. All right, cool, Matzah for the Yontif. But it's a different than Lishma than what you would need by the Mincha. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why we can't.
All right, but Yesh Ladin on this. I hope we'll be able to deal with this more. Okay, so now it says what? So the Yisra of Chametz applies to the mincha, it applies to the kibitz, and it applies to the shirayim. All three stages. You're telling me, even the chenek of the kayhanim, when they eat it, they're not allowed to have it become chametz. Don't we need it to come and tell us the following bit? Lo se yafeh chametz. It should not be baked with chametz to be made into chametz. Ma tamid leima. Ma lukvar neva. Why does it have to say it? Didn't it say already? Lo se yafeh chametz. What is it telling me? Don't bake it chametz. It says that it can't be made into chametz. Mishenemar lo seyosech chametz. Yachol, I might have thought, lo yehech chayev. Ela achas al kulam. Maybe a chayev one, on all the aspects, all the stages. The lisha, the aricha, the afia, everything that you do, and you made in chametz, you have one for the whole thing. Let's say you needed it to be chametz. You needed it, and it became chametz that way. Maybe you went and you shaped it to make it chametz, to make it there, you made it more chametz thick, you did it as a result of what you did. Then you baked it. Maybe the whole sachakol, you chayev one set of malkas. How do you know you'd be chayev three? Or at least two, we'll see coming up. In a case like that, how do you know each aspect of it is mechayev a separate malkas, is a separate law for each chelik of the asiyah? Tabit blayma lo say afer. Afir mechlal hoysa. The afir was mechlal lo say yotze. What's it singling out? The baking? Loma yotzes, lahaka shalaha. Ma'afir miyuchere, shehimai se yachidi. The chayyavid olam, it's a single act of afir, and your chayyav, what it be fnei atzma? What's it be, ma'isi yachidi? Rashi says, ma'isi yachidi is ma'isa choshuv, be fnei atzma. It's a ma'isa choshuv, by itself. So therefore, the chayyavid of the nasa, afani avi lishosa barichosa. The lisha and the achricha, are you able to be chayiv on them, each one of them by themselves? The chol maisi achidi sheba, and any choshuva act, that's a kituf, to be marbe the shaping of it. Shuv maisi achidi, the chayiv and alel bifnei atzma, and your chayiv bifnei atzma. So, Frank the Gemara, you have this over here. And what are we asking then? So we have the Ema, maybe it means, here, the Gemara is telling us, what are we telling us over here? Is the Kituf part of it? Eidachanami, we have the other ones, but Rashi tells us the following. The Ema Afia, maybe you have to be Chai Bani Afia, the Parat Bakra, the Afke Min HaKlal, the Chiyumay Leichana, the Akulu Inach, okay. Something Gemara. Yeah, again. Lasui kitu for me. Before, I'm showing the Rashi before. Yeah, my siyachini. Lasui kitu. She machlik paneha b'mayim. What do you do with that? You add water to the surface of the dough and smooth it out. She machlik paneha b'mayim. Avagav the la maise kol kachu. It's not the same thing like baking or kneading. It's not that. But we have a ribui over here, the gabi that, that's also a reason to be chayiv. So, non hak drosha de shiraya. Oh, so therefore it's telling you this, that's lasuya kituf. Tchol ba'isi yachini, lasuya kituf. Shehu ba'isi yachini, b'chayyav and alam b'fnei atzman. So what do we have here? So the Gemara is telling us that your chayiv when only, and what we see here tells us that your chayiv the amag lo seyof chametz kalkam, even kalkam lo seyof chametz, and it tells you from here that the shirayim you can't eat. Pray to Gemara, what do you mean? You have this lo seyof, telling you all these figusitis that we have here that any maisi yachidi is chayiv. Not to tell me something about the kahanim zachilu. Something about Ein Chanami, we don't learn that from that love. Where are we getting it from? Anam mechelkom kamrino. From the word chelkom, lo seyofa. That's where we're going to. We're not getting it from the love of lo seyofa. The love of lo seyofa tells us any maisi yachidi is chayiv. Chelkom tells us to extend it, even to a case where the part that they eat. The ema kulei lahach yudiyosa. How do you know that it's coming to tell you any maisi yachidi? Maybe the whole thing is telling to tell you that. Maybe the whole thing is just coming to tell you that the whole phrase is coming to tell you that they can't eat it. They're chelik. In kelitzel kol chelkom lo seyofet chametz. My lo se yafa chametz kalka. Then it'll be just, it should be juxtaposed. If you have lo se yafa, here it says, lichta chalkam lo se yafa. It would have said, if that's the only thing, it would have said it to be the directly on chalkam. If you have lo se yafa preceding the word chalkam, it means you look at the lo se yafa by itself. It would seem to be, because if we're going that, the most comfortable way that it would be, the clearest way would be, you always have the object, the direct object, preceding the verb of what is coming to Aser. If you're coming to do it before, then it wouldn't be like that. Shabbos be the karti. V'yema fiya, the parper achmada l'chayim chada. Enoch l'chayim chada, akulu. How do you know this? Maybe, Erechadami, you're right. Afi is a separate thing. And you're chayim for the other things. Maybe all together. How do you know each one by itself? Is chayim a separate malchus? Shouldn't have a davar shayim bechlal. The reason is because it's a davar that was included in lo se yasa. And therefore, why did the Torah have to come and say lo se afer? Yasa! I mean, again, there's the yasa in a klal. Even though there's a klal of lo se yasa, and now the Torah singled it out, specified an act of afiyah, the lamed, it's there. It's yasa in a klal of lamed. La lamed al hatzma yasa, lamed al kal kula yasa. It's there to be begala on all those things, the individual aspect, the individual ma'asim that were included in the klal. And we learned from this one thing that the Torah singled out, that it's going to apply to single out all the other ones, and each one, the individual thing, is going to be Chayav Malchus. The Eima, Lysiasa, Klal, Lysiasa, Prat. Maybe you should say, Klal, Prat, Eima, Klal, Lamashem, Prat. Maybe it means the other way, exact opposite. Afiyah, Yemin, Achridi, Lo. Maybe only Chayav for Afiyah. Amar Rabbi Patrikis, Mishum Dami, Klal, Prat. Amruchakim Zebi Zeb, that's the klal. If we have a klal and prat, a klal and lamashem and prat, and they're not next to each other, b'chal klal and prat, amruchakim Zebi Zeb, ain't done it, I said, b'chal and prat. It's not limited, therefore it's far away from it. There's a space. Masi Ravada Barava, Babila, Kadi. So he asked, Masi Ravada Barava, others say, that McLeod wasn't Ravana Ba'arva that asked it. It was somebody else that asked it, an unidentified source. Or maybe it's his name. Kadi. What's his name? Kadi. Kadi. Machlaikas, it's a Rabbi Kadi. Who was it exactly? Big Machlaikas, what this means, what the word means. The Abi Lakini, McLeod, Uprad, Machlaikas, Zen, 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 McLeod, Uprad. Therefore, as Rabbi said, he done it, I said, McLeod, Uprad. Is that true? That you don't have a din of klal and prat, where the klal and the prat are first away from each other? Didn't we learn Matanya the Shachar I said the Kaiba Shaishka the Sa'ila? Lifneya Hashem Khatasu. What do we have? This is referring to what? What kind of a what pasuk is this? We're talking about the sire of a nasi. We're talking over here the Sayer of a Nasi. In the Muslims say, we have, beginning of a Yikra, says, Vesabach Yado al Rosh HaSayer. He makes smicha on the head of the Sayer. Who brings a Sayer? The Nasi. The Nasi refers, of course, to the Melech. The Melech did a chet, and he brings Sayer. A regular person does not bring a Sayer. What does a regular person bring? A kispa or a seira, female sheep or a female goat. The only one that brings this is a melech. Sabak yado al reish ha-sayir. Mishachad oisai says, where do you shecht it? Bikayim ha-shay yishchad es ha-ayla. You shecht it but soften. The same place where you shecht it ayla, lifnei Hashem, chatas hu. Now, it's talking about what kind of a chatas. The unique kind of a chattas. The only one that brings a chattas like this is only the Melech Yisrael. So when it says by him, by his chattas, he brings it for tzofen. What about a regular person brings a katas? Yeah, so the Gemara says, "Vatani v'shachar etzem b'tayma sheishchad o'ayla l'fnei Hashem katas hu." Heichad o'ayla nishchatas. Okay, you bring it where the o'ayla shechted, and where is that b'tzofa? Upset tzofa. Great thing about chiyano b'kan l'meidin. This is where we learned the din of tzofa. Look for never b'tayma sheishchad o'ayla v'shachar achatas. There's another pasuk. We have another pasuk where it says Daber el Aharon. We have another later on in Vayikra. Daber el Aharon el bud of Lamar Zeis Tiras Achatas. Koyim Asher Tishachet Oeila Tishachet Achatas Lifnei Hashem Kodesh Kodesh. That's kind of by regular chatas. Chatas of a regular layman, not by a melech. So why was that? What do you mean this extra pasuk? Right. Come and tell me by a melech that he's doing mitzvahin al maza yotza lekayvai sheim lo yishachad oisa mitzvahin pasul. If you don't do it mitzvahin, it's pasul. Atoleimer lechach yotza. Is that the reason? Away to Ella. Maybe it should be the other way. Shezeto mitzvahin veirachato mitzvahin. Maybe you would say adarav. Maybe it's coming to tell you that this one needs tzofin. The other one does not need it. What does it say in the pasuk? Daber Allah rain v'el bud of labor. Zeis tayras achatas b'mishkachem asher tishchat to'ayla. Says Zeis, this one is the one. Maybe it's there. It's exclusionary. Atoeimer l'chach yotzos. The way to elam is shezeto tzofin. Maybe a different one does not need tzofin. Tavid leima v'shachar es achatas v'imkayim ho'aylo zeh bada av. It says v'shachar es achatas. Here again it says v'shachar es achatas v'imkayim ho'aylo zeh bada av v'chol chato shatur es tzofen. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have the two psukim to tell me that the regular chatas needs tuffin. We have a pasuk that tells me that the melech chatas needs tuffin. In time of the kosher rachmana v'shachar es achatas. Halav hachi, had it not been for the extra pasuk, hava mina. Maybe shezeh tod tuffin, ain't achatod tuffin. I would, might have thought that the only one that has to be tuffin is the regular one. My time of Abishum. Isn't the reason Bishum Bahava Klal Prat? Isn't the reason because of Bahava Gavda Barachakim Zeh Bizeh, Dadad Isa Bahava Prat? Now, where's the first pasuk by the Sawyer? It's in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. Where's the other one? It's a Tzav.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say it's Barachakim. Is that a Klal Prat? Was that a Prat of Klal? It's a Prat of Klal. It's not even a Klal of Prat. So what's it saying? Of your masculine Rabashi. Hi, Klal of Pratu. It's not a Klal of Prat anyway. Prat of Klal. It's not a Klal of Prat. It's a Prat of Klal. Then ask a Klal by Simala Prat. He's Rabbi Luke Kobili. But anyway, it's no Klal of Prat. The rule is in hermeneutics, Klal of Prat ain't Bechlal. Olamash of a Prat. When you have Prat of Klal, it's coming to be marvavor. So why would I need two psukim? Don't tell me because it's a klal of prat. Elatana oso kokashilei. The reason why he has to be marvid is because the word by a regular chatos is it's exclusionary. The sabach yada it says dabra olarum v'abad of lemor zeis teres achatos. Because it's rab alataima alatada oisai kokashilavit kshachat oisai zayis tayres achatas abimachi kama uedo elish zeto tzofen vein achato tzofen. Why? Because it's terasin by a regular chatas because rachmada oisai.
Nothing to do with
klal prat at all. Nothing at all. Right, like Shmuel says so eloquently, it has nothing to do with klal prat. Bahashta the Nafkalai, okay. So where do we learn it out from? The Nasi, Bahashta the Nafkalai, by the Nasi, because it says, Vishachar es achatas, So now, what comes out, we have the pasuk in Vayikra, where it says, V'shachad oisem im kaima sheyishchad eso oila, that it tells me that don't make the miyut from oisai. Okay? Everybody on the same page? Okay, so then in the end, that everything needs suffer the mitzachatas, what do you think of use oisai? No, it's mamish extraneous, completely. Oisai libutei bai. No, it's not. Libutei oisai mitzafen. Yezer nafshah mitzafen. The soyer of nafshah in Parshas Nasa. Why did I see it? Even though there, it's also a chatas that he brings. That is unique in all of Torah, that chatas does not have to be done with suffering. What does he bring in those korbanos? What is the chatas of the Nesiyim? There, we again. Says what? What does he bring? Okay? So what does he bring? Par echad ben bakar, ayil echad kevis echad ben shnaso, the island. He brings those for an island. Well, the island's not what we're talking about. And then Sir Ezin Echad Lechatas. Where's this Chatas? Where do you shech this Chatas? What should he mean to shech the Betzafim like any Chatas? Ha Sir Ezin Echad Lechatas. This Chatas does not have to be done Betzafim. This, why not? Also is Mamayin it. Because that's what we use Eisai for. What is this Chatas, by the way, brought for? Brought the Rashidus, but from Tumas HaTahayim, right? It's a whole different thing. This is not brought for a regular case, even. This Chatas, this is even somewhat Tzarechian. It needs beer, this Chatas of the Nesiyim. What's it bring? What they bring it for? So it says, because it's a suffix of Tumas HaTahayim, but Lamaisa doesn't have to be done with something, and that's what the Miyut of Isa is coming for. So it says what? The Ein Sar, that's Hogvei Nechamina. Since I know there's a ribui that the Nesiyim did smicha on it. The Nesiyim did smicha on the Karbonis. All right. All these things, if they did smicha, it's probably not something, let it be irregular. How do you know that by the Nesiyim they did smicha? It doesn't say it, the famous that they did it. On the side of Sabach Yada Arosh HaSoyer. Where did it say? Sabach Yada Arosh HaSoyer. What is that a reference to? The Sadia? The Sabach Yada Arosh HaSoyer. Where does it say that? No. By regular carbon, the Vayikra. That's about the beginning in Vayikra. So what do we have? Let's read that up here also.
The star.
Huh?
The star is nothing, right?
What? By the Nasi. The same thing. Nothing to do with Milulim. It had nothing to do with all Milulim or the Nasiyim. Mamish, nothing at all to do with it. I mean, let's read it. Again, the same thing. Here we have, again, Sher Nasi Yechta. Asher Nasi Yechta. The Melech Yisrael is going to sin. And he did Velchotzum Kalachas, Mitzvah Hashem, Elokov, Hashem, Lassi, Aseda, Mishkoza, Vyoshe, the Haida, Love, Chatos, Hashem, Chotaba, what does he bring? Behavius Carbono, Seir, Ezim, Zachar, Tamim. Unique Chatos. Nobody ever brings such a Chatos. I'm saying that Seabor, Sorel Chatos, but it's not, that's for Avadi Zara, but not for a regular Chatos, for its regular Chet. Seir, Ezim, Zachar, Tamim. And then what? The Samach Yodo al Rosh HaSoyer. The Samach Yodo al Rosh HaSoyer. So the word is telling us. The Samach Yodo al Rosh HaSoyer, the Rabbi Shlomo Nachshon, the Smicha. Leave me Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to me, Marv. Why? What's the Rebuy? Rashi tells us. Vinasi in this, Omatsi Lemichta, the Samach Yodo al Rosh HaSoyer. We know what it is. So what do you need it? What's all the why are you all the dramatics? We're talking about the Sayer, obviously. What do you have to identify it for? I will see back later on. But now it says, why each one says what. But the member of Rav Yehuda is, he learns out from over here that Nachshon, when we say, of course, Nachshon, it means all the Nasiyim, Nachshon only the first one. There's a first one. So therefore, they all need smicha, and therefore, they need smicha. Maybe I would say, it's going to need smicha. So, and all of them need smicha, there's a ribui, so fine, maybe it should be this rabbi, there gotta be other things also. Tzofen. There gotta be tzofen. Rabbi said it's all the smicha, basically Ravina, Taylor for Rav Yehuda, are very, very nice for whatever reason. But no, I'm Shimon, Michael, the main one. Oh my lame, I'm such a parade, the Rav Mari. The Ravina Nami, by these rabbi, is rabbi, by the lace rabbi, lace rabbi, even if you're like Rav Yehuda. So it's a ribui, the God made the din of smicha. How do you know to be marbel, the God made tzofen, that I need a miyut of eyesight to exclude that? Why would I think, because it's this rabba for one thing, that'll be this rabba for the other. I would have thought, they say, bevinyanav. Learn that, why? What would you think? Smicha, we learn it from a binyanav from other places. So say the same thing. Smicha gufa lishna krabi nev, they say binyanav. Why would you think smicha doesn't need it? Allah, there's a reason. Shami Dairis, Lay Alfeda, why do I need a ribui of smicha by Shar Nachshon? Because it's only a carbon up that's put the Shah. It's not a mitzvah with Dairis. So you say the same thing by Tzofen then. Ochanami, Shami Dairis, Lay Alfeda. Shami Dairis, I wouldn't say it. So therefore, that's the reason why would I have to have eyesight? If I didn't have eyesight, why would I think that it would have to be done with tzofen? Ella eyesight on tzofen. Eina chanami, you're right. The eina shaychet I've been tzofen. The animal has to be with tzofen, but the guy can be standing even outside the azara. He does at least in the south. He can be in the darab with got a sugyan. We know it from tzvachim. Unchavav. The son of Rav Achia. By the way, you know the Rav Achia now. The son of Rav Achia, I remember. Shachar Asai Yerach HaMizmech Tzofayna. Ma, Talmud Leimar. Mishavad Seinu Mimikabel. Now, Kabul Saddam is different. The Kabul Saddam Shoyim Mitzofen or Mikabel Mitzofen. The Kabul, the Kayin, has to be Mitzofen also, not only the Kabbalah. The Imamad Bidaran Mikimel Mitzofen Pasul. I might have thought, Yochanan said, okay, by the Shechita, he also has to be mitzafed. Tabadimar, I say, a whole different mute. I say that I have, by a chatas, I say mitzafed, v'lo ha-shechet mitzafed. V'lo ha-shechet, sarachli, I ben mitzafed. Ella, I say mitzafed, v'yein ben, I've mitzafed. Oh, so, I'm a say. So great the Gemara. You need it? You don't even need Eisah for that? I know, anyway, that the Shechet does not have to be standing B'tzofen. Why would I have to have Eisah for that? And the answer is because I learned out Malika. Malika of Chatas HaLeif is able to be done wherever you are. Doesn't have to be done. There's no B'tzofen there. You have big machlekes in the Ravid. And the Ravid, the Rabbah, and others in it, and Kenan, where it has to be done. We're there, but it doesn't have to be done. There's no Din Tzofen at all. Nobody knows Din Tzofen. But the Isla anyway has to be Isla, some Bereishim is bad. Very good. Yeah, but the chatas could be either at the bottom, or it could be chatas leif, it could be down below, or it could be on top also. The malika could be anywhere. The bite is able to be any time in the Asara. The Raivin also has to be such a rabbanon. And he has to be subtle to the Mizbeah. So the Dait the Chaimina leis may become a chaim every ben sign. Uma ben sign shall come along Gai Kayan. Where there's no din that it has to be done through a Kayan. Kama like Tzafet ben Ayin, Shekama lo Kayan, that a Malika has to be done with a Kayan. How chomer it is. If it's so chomer, ain't a din shenik ma lo ben Tzafet. Mala ben Tzayich can come along Kli. Maybe it's different, you may have had around it. Maybe it's more chomer because it needs a Kli. Eloi se ben Tzafet v'yein Pesach ben Tzafet. Pesach does not have to be ben Tzafet. And that's why I have the word of Isai. Isai, now, why would I think Pesach is? Because I might have thought, what do you mean? Pesach will be done by the Lord of Yaakov, Nafka, the son of the Lord of Yaakov, remember? Yochel, yeh, Pesach, Tau, Tzafen, Vedinu. There's a Svara that would have to be done by Tzafen. Uma, Ayla, Shalai, Kabbalai, Zman. There's no Zman of a year. You do that. You wouldn't be able to. Ayla has its own chumras, of course. Maybe I learned it on Mechatas. Malachat Shkemechat Paris. You can't learn out Pesach from there. Achai Bekrisus. Took about me later from Moshe. Malach Shkemechat Kachim. And the Mele, because of that, you wouldn't be able to learn out Pesach from any of them, of course. Mikulu Nabish Kachim Kachim. So what are we left with? We're left with the same problem we originally had. What do you have Isai for? Isai mitzav vein ha-shechet. Eloyaylam kenemina meikara that Isai mitzav vein ha-shechet mitzavim. We slung that up because we learned it out from someplace else like Ravachia. But in Kachashim and Ravachia nafka. The Rabbechala Limute Shechet Bitsafen Hudiosa Elohaki Kama. What he's saying is a whole different thing. What he's coming to say, Elohaki Kama, Eina Shechet Bitsafen, but he's coming not to tell you that. He's coming to offer Mikabo Bitsafen. The Mikabo Milokach Milokach Nafka. Look, Vachalom Ashmalay. When he's saying the word Milokach, he's contracting it. Velo yikach, velo kach, meaning velo, that he's referring to himself. Not only does he learn it that he has to take the thing itself, but he himself has to be, would have to be there. That's it. And therefore, it's telling us, Eina Shechet Alva Mikabo Mitzofen. Mikabo, where do you learn that out from? Where does he do the Kabbalah? He makes the Kabbalah Mitzofen, and he himself has to be Mitzofen. The word V'lokach is a contraction between the word V'lokach. All right, we'll leave stuff.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.